Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast, episode 37, I believe. Anyway.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, we're creeping up there. So I don't know, we got Christmas coming up, we got all kinds of things. We'll just kind of wing it tonight and see where we go. So Mr. Navigator, what's on your mind?
Oh man, so like we were just talking before we like officially went live or started recording, because I just felt like we were talking about some really good stuff I think everybody should know about. So that happens a lot of people. So
yes,
we'll be like, because we'll chit chat like a couple of ladies before this actually records. And I'm like, yes. Usually one of us be like, hey, we should stop talking and actually record this because it's good stuff. So here we are, two old ladies minus the cookies.
Yes.
I'm so sick of eating Christmas cookies. I didn't think I'd ever say that in my life, but oh my word. I must be getting older because I'm just like, I'm done. I don't even want to see sugar. Don't anybody. Sugar is the new S word in my house. Not that there was an old S word, but there's a sugar's out. You say sugar, you get mouthwashed out with soap right now. Yeah, I'm about to OD on sugar cookies. Cool. We made two deliveries last night. And then I have my brother-in-law with me, and then our wives, who happen to be sisters, which is a whole nother episode in itself. All the kids got together. They made Christmas cookies, so sugar cookies nonetheless. So, you know, little kids with sugar cookies, and they all got to have about that much frosting on top. Yes. And then on top of that, there's sprinkles and glitter and little balls and all kinds of sprinkles. And so I was like, they're like, Dad, do you want a sugar cookie? And I'm like, well, yeah. So I kind of started this thing in the house. I'm like, you got two hands, you should have two cookies. So I got two cookies. The boys are like, I'll have some crackers. I'll be chowing on some crackers. And Everest Cologne, he's like, can I have a cracker? And I was like, sure. He's like, what about this hand? I'm like, all right. I'm not even lying. I'm not even pretending to make that up. They'll do it. So anyways, I got to. I'm just like, I am sugared out. Oh, my word. Oof. Yeah. Yeah. My wife should have been a dentist. She could really take all my money. That's a joke, babe.
Yeah, just kidding.
Just kidding. Anyways, we were talking about prayer requests earlier before we started recording, because it's like, I'm not whining by any means, but we're just going down this list. If you don't know, I've had a kidney stone start last Sunday. Today is the 19th, so haven't passed yet, still kind of sore. Anyways, I was just telling Philip that I feel like I've been under like spiritual attack with like September I had COVID, October I caught whatever the kids were home, and then head gasket failed on my truck, and like a kidney stone, and da 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 da. But you know, we just keep moving forward. But you know, to tell people that you can trust now. Just spit this out to the whole planet, but I don't care. people need to talk to people, so you know we can pray for each other. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. So I mean, tell them what you know. Go ahead, take it from there.
Well, I think we get caught in this trap that, you know, when it comes to things like that. You know, because there's two sides of that coin. You know, there's I have to be open and honest with you and tell you what's going on in my life. But at the same time, I have to be willing to ask you what's going on in your life. You know, because I think we fall into this trap all the time of, you know, that. instead of praying specific excuse me, specifics, we tell ourselves, oh, God already knows. God knows what's going on. He doesn't need I don't need any details. God knows, which is true. God does know. But he still wants us to come to him with those specifics, with those details. And I think it having those details makes, and I don't know if I just don't know, 'cause it I feel like having those details makes the prayer more, I don't want to say powerful. It doesn't make it more powerful, but it makes it more meaty, maybe? I don't know. I don't know how to describe that.
Like meaningful, maybe, because you actually know the details. And like, granted, God already knows the details, but like, you know the details and you're relaying it to them. And you're like, so like, he's like, all right, he generally is, he's genuinely paying attention. This person praying, whoever it is, you, me, anybody. So he's like, so yeah, sorry, didn't mean to
Oh, that's
do the meme.
exactly how what I was trying to get out was just that. I mean, and I think, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can, feel or think about that kind of thing. If you're, I guess I'll say this: you want to make sure that you're getting these details firsthand, right?
No, you want gossip or hearsay.
Yes, exactly. And I think of it like, and this is kind of a I don't know, not a perfect analogy, but like if I'm gonna go and I'm gonna talk to my earthly father, my dad, about something, what's that conversation gonna look like if I just if on my end I'm assuming he already knows everything I'm going to talk to him about. That conversation is going to be next to nothing. Well, that's the same thing when we're talking to God. Your conversation with it, because that's what praying is basically, it's just a conversation with God. He wants that conversation. He wants, good conversation, He wants, what's the word? Substantive? I don't know. Maybe I'm making up words here, but he wants
No, I'm trying to think of what you're talking.
he wants conversations with substance.
There you go. That's it. There you go. Yeah. So.
And it really robs you of that. Of that good conversation with your heavenly father by all the time saying, well, God already knows. He knows the details. Which sometimes that's what you have to, you may not have all the details. But to do that all the time and to make that your default really
Yeah.
robs you of that good conversation with God.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yep. So, yep. I don't honestly don't know if I can add anything to that. I mean, Sometimes it's just you can't add anything to anything. Like it said, it's there it is.
Right.
I think the older I get, the more black and white I become. I'm just like, you know what? There it is. I didn't say it. I don't know where you're at. I have to think you're to my side. I don't know. Right now you're above me. But anyways, I'm trying to point in a direction. you think after all these podcasts, I'd have a which side you're on. But anyways, I lost my train, ran out of track.
Derailed.
Dang it. Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to repeat myself here. The older I get, the more black and white things become. So it's like sometimes you didn't say it, but you said it. I didn't say it, but you said it. And sometimes people just say things. There's literally nothing else you can add to that. They said it. There it is. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you said it. Yeah, I mean, don't shortchange yourself. Like you said, don't let it be the default. Just be like, oh, let's just pray for Timmy because X, Y, Z, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. There's no, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But I mean, if you know and you're just spouting it out, don't do it half-heartedly.
Yes. Yes.
So, yep.
Yeah, because that's what it boils down to is your heart.
Yeah, where's your heart? Part of me. So, and I'm still, for those of you who don't know, I'm still battling that kidney stone. It's camping out somewhere. Okay, I need to send in the ranger to find him. It's not BLM land. You have to move after 14 days, buddy.
That's right. Get out.
Get out. So everybody's praying, want to pray for us. You can pray for our technical problems too. We've been seeming to have technical issues lately also. Yes. Which we just, I'm talking up to spiritual warfare, if you will, or,
mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, you just feel like, you know, Satan's after you all the time, trying to like trip you up. You know,
yeah.
Make you sick, make your truck break, make your technology not work properly, this, that, and the other thing. So
mm-hmm.
it's tough, it's frustrating, but you and I, we battle through it. So,
yep.
But struggle is real. I know that's cliche, but it's like too many people just sit idly by and they're just like, well, I'm just going to give up because it doesn't seem to be working out. You know, maybe it's supposed to work out, but you just put a little freaking effort into it.
Right.
And remember whose side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always on your side. He's always for you. Are you for him, though? Is the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just that's, like, go ahead.
I have another, it's not cliche. It's biblical. If he is for you, who can be against you?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Now I'm going to go historical on you. I'm going to use Abraham Lincoln because Abraham Lincoln said, I can paraphrase, someone asked him a question about whether or not God's on our side. And I can't remember when he said something to any effect. He's like, we need to make sure. Crap. We're on his side or something like that. I know I probably just butchered it because I could see the quote in my head. I just can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Forgive me, people. I'm gonna Google it.
There you go.
My Abraham Lincoln book. My Abraham Lincoln book is downstairs. I have an Abraham Lincoln book. You know what I wish I had? I took a Barnes and Noble. If you were in a Barnes and Noble, if you had a library, I would like a library like the size of Barnes and Noble, like my own personal library. A lot more class. Believe it or not, I like certain things. I'm not all rough and stinky all the time. So my, saw me on the street, he'd be like, he needs to end his near sign over here. That's a pants. Anyways, I would like a study, if you will, laborers slash. I told my wife about this. They're like leather chairs to sit in, a nice desk, proper feet up on, and like at one end of it or on this off to the side, it's just some nice windows you could sit in, sun comes in, east, west, beautiful. It'd be like one side opens up, there's like a garden, like a kind of like a little garden, maybe a little couple chairs and table out there. You could have like, a cup of coffee, have a chat with some friends, smoke a cigar, whatever. I people are like, you never, I think everybody's skull that knows me just went, what? Really likes that stuff? I love that. You have no idea, people. I have piles and piles and piles of books. I love books. So, anyways, yeah, I have a book of Abraham Lincoln quotes. It's a relatively large book. It's downstairs. I wish I had a library. Someday I'll have a library. It'd be super cool. And you and I would hang out in it, and we can tell stories and about our hikes, and someone can write it all down as we speak. Yeah. Super
Man, could
cool.
you imagine the final product of something like that?
No, I was
No.
talking about you. I was talking about you yesterday to my brother-in-law, and he's like, "I was talking about you," and I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You totally saved my life one night." He's like, "What?" I said, "What are you talking about?" So I told him the story, and he's like, "No way!" I'm like, "You want to call him?" And I was like, "He's like, that's unbelievable." He's like, "What? You guys do the craziest stuff." I'm like, "That's fun." So
I've
we
been
learned a
hearing that a
lot. I'm
lot.
like, "Yeah." Just like you learn, you just, I don't know. I think society has brought people to such a, it's taken the fun out of society. You know what I mean? There's no true, real thrill seekers anymore. I mean, we're not like gonna kill ourselves, but like, we're also like, we're men too. We're like family men, we're like bearded family men. We're not afraid of the outdoors. So it's like, we have a little class and style underneath. Just these weirdos that do crazy, I don't know, push the limits of death when they're single and they have a man bun,
Yes.
so if I offended you, go get your hair cut. I said it. Just kind of had enough of these guys. Shoot. Anyways, I don't know. My brain is just trapped in my study right now. My someday study. I don't usually believe in someday. There's no someday on the calendar, but I don't know. I kind of broke. I'm breaking protocol here. Like, I just gave up on someday. So I'm like, well, someday I'm gonna do this. Someday I'm gonna do that. I'm like, no. I just want me to call Philip. I'm like, hey, what are you doing in like 6 weeks? You want to go? I go do something. They're like, all right, let's go. So, anyways, crazy. Oh, I love it. Anyways, I mean, we're just all over the place tonight.
I know, right?
Prayer, studies. I think that we need to get back to. Forget the man cave. You need to study. It's like books and pen to paper stuff and. Yeah, I really despise texting. I mean, I text, you text, we all text, but I'm like, I just miss. I wish texting did not exist. I really do. I miss phone calls, handshakes, meeting people, going to see people coming over. Yeah, I just feel like there's no genuine anything anymore.
Yeah, there really isn't.
I like what we have. I mean, we're in two different time zones, but it's like I could pick the phone up or you could pick the phone up. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that. There's not a lot of that anymore. Very, very little. So kind of went on my rant the other night about the TikTok thing.
Oh,
You know,
yeah. Yep.
it's just a lack of Jesus. There's no God anywhere anymore. I just feel like it's the world is truly run on fear. That's it.
Oh,
And
absolutely is.
I don't, pick your fear, whatever it is, propaganda, political, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. It's fear. It just has a different name. And I've just, My daughter came to our bedroom door the other night and she was all worried. She's like, "Well, they're gonna do that." I'm like, "You know what? Nothing's gonna happen. I'm 99.9% sure nothing's gonna happen. You'll be fine, go to school. If there's a problem, call me, come home. You know what to do."
Right.
So
Yeah. My wife asked me the same thing. She said, "Well, are you comfortable with Jack, with her going to school?" I'm like, "Yes, totally comfortable with it." I mean,
Cool.
aside from, that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much I feel that I can protect her. She's got the ultimate protector watching over her.
Exactly.
So I'm not worried
Exactly.
about that. But
Yeah.
you set that aside for just a second. So, number one, that threat was way too broad to even
Oh, sure.
be remotely actionable. And number two, even if they w if it, even if they were going to take action on it, they're going to take action at some big high school in like LA or New York or someplace, that's going to make big headlines.
Yeah. You would think, they're gonna.
I don't know. Call me
Yeah.
naive, but that's just the way that I've
Yeah.
seen it.
That's how I would see it too. I mean, it's gonna be instant coverage. So I'm just like yeah, I think it was just some keyboard jockey somewhere just say, "Hey, wanna have some fun? Pop, 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 pop. Type it up."
Some little punk kid sitting in his parents' basement.
There's probably some 30-something year old who hasn't seen the light of day in 2 years because he's sitting in his mom's basement playing Halo, collecting a check.
Yes. Yes. Hey, I'm bored, so I'm going to cause a ruckus. Nah.
Yeah, pretty much. I think a lot of people don't take me seriously as like, I don't know, a church guy or someone who runs a ministry because I'm just like, I don't know, I don't pull no punches. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm like, I say what I said. Sometimes my mom gets me in trouble, but whatever. But that's probably who started that whole TikTok thing. I don't know.
I
Are
don't
people
know.
so easily manipulated now anymore? Because it's like, look with COVID. I'm like, you kidding me? COVID? Serious? Really? Oh, now we're gonna go shoot up schools? Really? I dare you. So,
Yeah. I mean,
it's just.
I gotta stop myself. I'm gonna go too political here, so.
Yeah, let's get too political. Let's go. But the other thing is, like, when stuff like that happens, I'm gonna try to get us into a. I'm not even gonna hit the clutch, and I'm just gonna find a slot, throw my catch a gear here. So, here we go. We're pulling out of one gear and gonna try to find another
There you
one.
go.
So, if you take the opposite end of that spectrum, say some school does get shot up. It's inevitable. It's a cycle. It happens every couple of years. Anyways, so then you instantly have people that are concerned and praying for everybody. And I'm like, where were you before? Makes me think of that NF song where he's like, he talks about, no one's praying to God. He's like, it's kind of hard to answer prayers or no one's praying to you. It's like, and then all of a sudden, oh, you're praying after the fact. You know what I'm trying to say here? I'm just like, why not just like go with God to begin with?
Yeah.
Pray to him, pray, chit chat with him all the time. Why wait till your kid's dead and then school hallway to make you get you to like actually do something?
Yeah, because number one, that your mindset in that is not conducive to a God honoring prayer, or even a prayer that's going to draw you closer to him. Nine times, like you use that example of, your kid is now laying in a hallway. That is most of the time gonna come from an anger towards him.
Yeah.
And and this is one of them kind of touchy areas, because praying to God, believing in God, that doesn't mean that that situation or that scenario won't play out. I guess. I guess for me, the difference would be there would, like, okay, just for the sake of this discussion, we'll just say that that scenario plays out for me. That anger would probably still be there. I mean, I'm human.
Right.
But that's not going to be the origin or the basis of my prayers after the fact. And 'cause it's so easy to say that, I'm praying for you, or these people that say our hearts and prayers go out to these people, that's so easy to say, and it's so cheap. But again, we've said it at least once tonight, and I don't even know how many times we've said it before. It's where your heart is at through all of that, and believing that God has a master plan and that he does work all things for good and for his glory.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the rubber really doesn't meet the road, so to speak, is the belief that that is a really, really, really crappy situation. But what the enemy means for evil, God uses for good.
Yeah, yeah.
And to wholeheartedly believe that could take that whole situation and flip it on its head from a human standpoint.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you could go from like, you're in this horrible situation. Say you don't go to church or whatever. Yeah, no religious affiliation. Something terrible happens.
Mm-hmm.
You catch wind, you get word of it or whatever. You instantly pray. Let's just say pray. And it's just like, so, and this is a question I've been batting around for a long time. You take a human individual, something tragic or something you don't understand happens. Is the human being predisposed to unknowingly know that there is something greater than themselves?
That is a great question.
Let me think about it. I've been wanting to spit that off for a long time in there.
I would,
I mean, you have a conscience,
yeah.
right? Is that somehow like your predisposal of unknowingly and possibly knowing that there's a God? Do you know what I mean? You know? Because you take like a kid who does something they know they probably shouldn't do. They do something they've never, they do something that you and I or whatever, I don't want to say a normal person, but a person would think was like not appropriate or like wrong, you know, like smack somebody with a stick and hit the dog with a stick or something, you know? And then they kind of look around. Say they've never hit the dog before, but they hit the dog today and they looked around. Are they looking for, what are they looking for? Are they looking for, did they just subconsciously do something they know they're not supposed to do, but they did it? And now they're consciously looking around to see if anyone is going to say anything or react to that. No? That makes sense?
It does. It does. And I've thought about
I know.
this exact same
Okay.
thing, just in a little bit different context. So you this same per this person's driving down the street, doesn't go to church, doesn't believe in God, doesn't whatever.
Sure.
They're going through a green light, and somebody coming from the opposite or the side street blows through their red light, narrowly misses the front of their car. They
Right.
dynamite their brakes, they're stopped in the middle of the intersection, and they say, "Thank you." Who are they thanking?
Ah, I like
Yeah.
that. Ah. So I like the adult one because they have way more comprehension than a child, say a 3, 4, or 5 year old. But yeah, who are they thinking? What is up with that?
Or,
Yeah,
you
go
know,
ahead.
the you take that the worst case scenario, somebody dies, and
Right.
you see that picture of somebody standing outside, they hit their knees and scream, "Why?"
Why are they on their
But
knees?
who are they asking why?
Yeah.
So I think people pray even though they don't realize that they're praying. It's not, I mean, it's not really, you know what I'm trying to say? It's not really praying, but it's, you know,
They're conversing,
that
so that's it.
want to converse with the higher power or whatever you want, whatever word they use to describe God is inherently in us.
Yeah, that's what I'm
And
thinking.
they try to, you know, they could try to suppress it all they want, but when in those high emotion, intense moments, you can't suppress it anymore, and it just comes out.
Yeah. It's kind of like so if you take if you recognize that, say you're an adult and you recognize that, so that's where everything else tries to take the place of God in a person. So like you say you got say you're doing drugs all the time. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to fill that spot. There is a spot. You can't tell me there's not a spot that's to be filled in you. There is. So you're gonna fill it with God. or you're trying to fill it with drugs or women or porn or food or work or money or just, and you're so consumed. You know, it's cool. You could just, does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I just feel like, yeah, you can't tell me there's not like you're born with that brief, that predisposition.
Yes.
But you don't know it. You know what I mean? You don't know it. And say you don't know it like all your life. Say there's guys out there like you and I, our age, never heard of Jesus, never heard of God. But so they do everything else. You know, say they're a couple of bachelors. So I don't know, maybe they're out drinking, out chasing skirts, buying cars, doing whatever. They're just looking for the next thing to fill their pockets. Wheels aren't turning. Which brings us to, what are you supposed to be filled with? Jesus! And when did Jesus come? I personally think it came in the spring. If there's some things
Yes.
in the Bible that kind of made me think it was the springtime.
Yeah,
But
it
we celebrate it in the wintertime because the winter sucks and it's slow and cold. So, like, what better way to spice it up than celebrate baby Jesus,
That's right.
aka Christmas?
That's right.
So, see how we did that?
Yes,
We went
easy.
way in the frickin'
That's
round of mile, but we got back. They didn't have to airdrop
right.
nothing to us. We made it. Yeah. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, dang kidney. Man. I'll tell you what, man. You ever get in a fist fight and you get a chance to punch somebody in the kidney, do it. I bet it hurt for a week. Not that I am endorsing fighting by any means, people.
No.
Oh, just saying, my kidney hurts, that's all. So here we are. This is the reason for the season. I'm gonna break out all the cliche stuff I can think
Hey.
of. Christmas time. Whew.
Yes, I love
Well,
Christmas.
I do too. I hate the materialistic end of it though.
Yes,
I like, the
yes.
older I get, I'm just like, man, my wife is like, what do you want for Christmas this year? I literally don't want anything. I don't. For the first time, I'm like, what, nothing. I'm just like, Chuck, I gotta get something. I was just like making stuff up. I'm like, I don't know, give me a new cover for my Apple Watch. It's like $20 at freaking Best Buy, I think. They're so bad in getting me something. Spend $20 on, I
Right.
don't know. But I'm just like, I really just want the boys, I mean, my girls know the meaning of Christmas, but I really want the boys to know. So I think they're getting hang of it. But yeah, I do like Christmas. I like the lights. The lights are super cool. I know people that drive around, look at them, they're like, ooh, ah. I'm like,
Right.
price of gas. I'm not driving around it.
Yeah.
I got some binos at my house. Let's see if I can glass them up. I'm like,
Right.
oh, yeah. Those are nice. Anyways,
I
what do you
like
think?
the lights. I like the music.
Love the
Like
music.
the old time, I'm talking like Bing Crosby and that era of Christmas
Yeah.
music. I love that style.
You like Elvis Christmas music? Dude, you gotta love Elvis Christmas
Yeah,
music.
I do like Elvis's Christmas music. Of course,
Some of
I mean
it. Some of it's pretty
Elvis had
good.
some good gospel songs too, so I mean there's that.
True, true.
The only thing that I have is we're so caught up on the season part of it, where it's like, okay, it's Christmas time now, so you got from midnight at Thanksgiving to, basically midnight of Christmas Day, and that is like Christmas. So now, by worldly standards, we have to have all of our happy feelings and goodwill towards men and all this other stuff is all packed into those days, and that's it. And then you wake up the morning of December 26th, and then you're back to being a sourpuss and, bah humbug, and I'm not having a good time, whatever.
That's lame.
When I think if we could have the Christmas mentality all year round, man, that'd be insane if we could have that,
That's what I'm talking about. So from here on out till next December 26, you're not allowed to play any music in your house or truck unless it's Christmas music.
There you go. Yes.
I
Yes.
want to walk in the bank and I want to hear Elvis is coming in a big black Cadillac. Want to hear about Santa. I want to hear Bing Crosby. I want to hear Michael Bublé. I said Michael Bublé. I like Michael Bublé Christmas music. All right, get over it. I'm not all completely dumb, redneck kind of idiot, guys. So, got a little style on it.
Right, yeah. I
Anyways,
even like the Grifters version of oh man, I just lost the name of that song. Anyway, doesn't matter.
who has a really good Christmas song?
Hmm.
It's the best. I'm gonna look it up because I listen for it every year and I always have to look it up. The Bare Naked Ladies have like the coolest Christmas song ever. They take
Yes.
hymns, Christmas hymns, and they sing them.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They do a fantastic version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah, there's that one. There's a
Yes.
couple other ones. They're just like, first time I heard them, I was in a church. No, now it wasn't here in Montana. It was down in Arizona. I was like, we were talking, after church is over and you're playing the music and you're doing talking to people and stuff. And I'm like, I just froze and I'm like, I'm looking around. And my buddy's like, what? And I'm like, listen. I'm like, that's the Bare Naked Ladies. And he's like, I think you're right. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, that's fantastic.
We just
So,
heard Bare Naked Ladies in church.
it was great. It's probably, yeah, it's the best after church meet and greet ever. Yeah.
But as much as I love Christmas,
Yeah.
I have to say by far my favorite holiday is Easter. So I'm really looking
Easter.
forward to
You're just in
Easter.
it for the candy.
Yes, and bunnies and
Yeah.
eggs and how that plays together, I don't even have a clue, but whatever.
So real quick. When we talked about this, I don't know, like a month ago or whatever, about the Easter candy, and I'm like, instead of the Easter bunny, we have the Easter disciples and the rollaway peanut butter cup tomb and all that good stuff.
Yes.
I went downstairs and told my wife and daughter, they're like, my daughter's like, oh my word, that's fantastic. What are you gonna start making those? And I'm like, I don't know, but it's the greatest idea ever. She's like, I'm telling you. I'm like, if you go to church, just trade. I'm like, hey, I got a John. You got a Jesus? Bah, 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 I'm out. I got the tomb. You go to church. I'm like, I got the tomb. Did you get the Yeah. You can have a tomb nightlight. Like you plug it in, and at night, it's like it opens up, and the light's in there, and it's empty, and you're like, it just fills your room full of glory and happiness. I'm telling
Oh,
you.
dude.
Our infomercial at 1 a.m. That's where
Yes.
we're going to be next time. Get your 12 pack of chocolate and your nightlight. What
Oh, man.
is wrong with you? I'm telling you.
So be watching for that on Facebook here coming up. We'll
I'm
have
telling you.
all sorts
That's messed up.
of.
You want to talk about a fundraiser?
Oh,
The
man.
fundraisers of all fundraisers.
Yes.
You can call it the 12, you can call it the Trail Mix 12. Oh my goodness, it's funny. Oh, too much sugar cookies, people.
Yeah. Too much sugar cookies, and
All
it's
right.
getting late. Oh,
Oh, good night. Easter is like the best, though.
yes, I
Period.
do enjoy Easter, and there's a lot of good music for Easter too that I got a couple of songs in mind that maybe we might try to play or something for Easter, maybe. We'll see.
Nice.
But yeah, as far as that, and that's one of the great things about Christmas is the very is the kind of the beginning, the earthly beginning of that story.
Yeah. Hey there.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
I got you. I was like,
You freeze up.
Yeah, I was like, he's just sitting really still. I guess you'd be a bow hunter. No, I look forward to Christmas every year. It's a lot of fun. I mean, just like, we got to, got the tree today. I know it's kind of all secular stuff, but it's a lot of fun. Everybody in the house. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what to say here. I mean, obviously, it's all about Jesus. Yeah, I mean, you can't. I mean, just the word in itself, Christmas. Yeah, this is gonna sound really bad, but I'm just gonna admit to it because. Might as well admit to a bunch of other stuff tonight. So I said my first Merry Christmas tonight to somebody, or I guess it was this morning. Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And they said Merry Christmas back. So
Nice, nice.
yeah, because I was getting a cup of coffee and I said to my wife, like, should I say Merry Christmas? And she's like, well, yeah. So I'm like, I used to be like that guy that just like, a bunch of Christ back in Christmas, blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't think that's what Christ wants,
Yeah.
Say Merry Christmas. If you don't, they don't say it back, it's fine. But
Yeah.
there's no reason to be mean about it, It's just I don't want to say the world's in a tailspin, but world's in a
Yeah.
tailspin. And if you this is the wintertime, Christmas is coming. Jesus, we celebrate the birth of Jesus this time of year. And in a few months we'll celebrate his, I know that sounds bad, we're going to celebrate his death, but we celebrate the death slash resurrection.
Right.
So you kind of got to have all three. You kind of need to be born to die, and you kind of need to die to be resurrected. So,
Yep.
this is the beginning when he put his foot on the earth and did his thing. So we're super pumped about it. We're excited about it. Yeah, we are. Really excited because I could see my daughter too. I haven't seen her in like 5 months, so it'll be a double blessing. Anyways, so if you don't, know Jesus or know the Bible, open up to Ezekiel. I wonder what Ezekiel's about today. You must not read that.
That
That was not for the season. I said season. You want to go to Luke chapter 2, people? Read that. Luke chapter 2 has a fairly comprehensive version of the birth of Christ. It's only, and maybe you'll have some insight, and if you don't know him, maybe you'll get to know him. Got to start somewhere. We all started somewhere.
That's right.
Yep, I was a complete loser for a long time until it hung up.
Hey, second that.
So, yeah. So,
Yeah,
we're no different.
don't get caught up in all the other, all the side stuff either. You know, like there's a lot of arguments about, you know, Mary, whether she was actually a virgin or not. Don't get caught up in all that stupid stuff. It's
Yeah, because what the Bible says is the Bible says. It
right.
is the breath of God. It is written by it, you cannot argue with it. It is in, what's the word?
Infallible.
That's the word. I was trying to
Yes.
figure out how to say it without like butchering
Yeah.
So, that's the word. It's right there. I mean, anything other than what the Bible says and the pages of the Bible, I wouldn't worry about. It's right
Yes.
here. It's black and white, sometimes red. And it's here. It's for everybody. It's free. Jesus came for everybody because we screwed up. We got talked into a bad deal. And now we're paying for it.
Right.
But there's way out. Jesus came, was born, died, rose again on the third day, paid our debt. So we're not technically paying for it anymore. We're still stuck down here, though. So, let the celebration begin.
That's right.
And you might as well start in Luke chapter 2.
Yes.
Yep. So, what are your thoughts? What's your takeaway, Philip, on this rigmarole around the mountain? We
Yeah.
blazed a new trail, cut down a bunch of trees, climbed a bunch of rocks, and we made it.
So, aside from all the other stuff that we talked about at the beginning is all peripheral stuff. So my takeaway is celebrate Christmas for what it is. It's the birth of Christ who came down to pay for our sins, who was fully man and fully God. And now, because of Christmas and Easter, we have a way into heaven. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Man, like I said earlier, you can't touch
Yes.
that. You nailed it.
I said, we like to talk, you know. So, I mean, we like you saw and heard tonight. We might take the long way around the mountain, but we get there. And ultimately, that's what it's about, is what Christ did for us by coming down in human form. And I don't know, that's it. That's if there's nothing, if you don't take anything else away from this, I want you, I would rather you take that than anything else.
Exactly. That's it. Jesus was born for everybody on this planet. So he's here for you. He's here for me. He's here for Philip, Philip's family, my family, and so on and so forth. Everybody.
And whether you admit it or not, you need him.
Absolutely. That void you've been trying to fill all the time with XYZ, just crack open Luke chapter 2. You know the Bible? Get a hold of us. I'll send you a Bible.
Yeah,
Not a
absolutely.
problem. Totally send you
Absolutely.
one. They're not hard to read. Super easy to read. We do it because we care. We really do. We care about everybody who listens to this and who doesn't listen to this. We still care about you.
That's right.
And we're here for you. We'll do whatever we can to help you out within reason.
That, we end every episode the same way, right? God loves you, we love you. That is not just a saying. That's legit, like
That is legit.
honest stuff. I mean,
We say what we mean, and we mean what we say. I wish I could remember who that
right.
quote was from, but I just totally stole it. So, with that said, people, God bless you. Merry Christmas. And remember, we love you.
God loves you.
Peace.
Peace out.